logged the fuck on in 1992. And ever since then, it's been like a truck with no brakes.
Just rolling downhill.
It don't stop.
Keeps getting faster and faster.
Like that C.W. McCall song about the truck that goes down the hill full of chickens.
Straight out of Compton?
Yeah, that's the one. The thing about the Alexa skills, though, is, like, you always have to say, Alexa, tell blank app to fucking go fuck itself, you know, or,
right.
And then whatever the command is.
Like, so, you have to add a little phrasing
right,
around it.
So it's never, like, it feels like you should just be able to turn on the skills and then say, and then if you say, Alexa, I want to do this thing, it knows what it has the tools to figure out what it needs to, you know, interface with.
Well, like, in that situation, could they have it register, like, say, if, you know, if you say ghost instead of Alexa, it would just, you could just tell it what to do?
I bet that that's way harder, like, having that thing listen for multiple activation words
right.
is probably way harder.
Ghost, sound like Peter Dinklage again. I can't do that.
Yeah. You don't actually want that. I have completely forgotten what he sounded like in that role. Like, it's just all that is gone.
There's like one or two lines that are forever seared into my brain, but yeah, everything else about it is a total blur.
Yeah. Also, both consoles have some form of voice support built into them. And yet, you can't do this with that. Only because of this unprecedented partnership.
Wait, does PS4 have your voice stuff built in?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is way more rudimentary than what the Xbox has.
Right.
But...
I mean, I never use it on Xbox even, so...
Yeah. The navigation stuff for Forza, the voice-activated navigation for Forza Horizon was at least, like, a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not necessary. Or not reliable enough to be worth it at some point. Like, all right, I can just push right on the D-pad and ask you these same four questions instead of, like, hooking up a Kinect. I wonder what percentage of Xbox One X owners have hooked a Kinect up to it.
I still have mine in, like, an easily accessible drawer. I just haven't plugged it in forever.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't even... So you would need an adapter
right.
at this point to plug it into...
And I'm not buying that.
...the S or the X.
Absolutely not.
And, well, yeah. So the other fucking thing is you cannot buy that adapter anymore. Like, it's been out of stock... Like, Microsoft has an entry for it on their store, but it's just been out of stock forever.
I mean, I'm sure I can find it on eBay or something,
yeah.
but... No.
It's the fucking... Rock Band MIDI cable of the Kinect world. What was it? Was that the hard thing to find? Like, it was a USB to MIDI, or like a drum brain?
No, that was the original...
Some specific Rock Band item that I know.
Got. Yeah. It was there was the MIDI adapter, but that, I mean, that's been out of print for a while.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't been manufacturing those for a while, but you can still get them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen those floating around on Amazon from time to time.
Yeah.
The thing was the Ion adapter. which was the specific thing they made for people to just plug that controller in, because the one they made for regular Rock Band controllers to go from Xbox 360 to Xbox One, that one they more mass produced because a lot more people obviously had to, like, other instruments.
Yeah.
They did a second run of the Ion adapter earlier this year.
Yeah.
It sounded like people were able to find them again.
Yeah, maybe it was like the last time I was paying attention to it was before that second run had happened.
Yeah,
I just remember people being super mad that they couldn't.
They sold out in a month, and they didn't rerun them again for probably at least 6 months afterward.
Yeah.
I've actually thought about looking to see if I can buy more of those just in case I break that one somehow.
I'm sure that's why they sold out, right?
Yeah.
Like, people just hoard them because they know they're not going to be able to get them. I wonder if they can be cloned, like if there are any like knockoffs that actually work.
My understanding is that the tech is not really all that complicated.
Yeah.
It's just a pass-through thing that
right.
does a check and it's like, okay, yes, this is acceptable now. So I'm sure someone could pretty easily reverse engineer that thing. It's just really fascinating the way they broke that stuff out, because, like, there were, like, they did the adapter for the other instruments, but there were some that just didn't work. Like, some of the Mad Cat's third-party stuff just didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, if you tried to plug in, like, the wired P bass to that thing, it would just never read it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, Microsoft got all weird and fancy with their controller protocols and then changed them significantly from the 360 to the One.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they still like their proprietary stuff because it lets them get licensing money off of all the peripherals.
It's just funny how weird and protective they are of that stuff, considering how much Sony seems like they just don't give a shit.
Yeah, there's like, fuck it, it's Bluetooth, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yes, that has problems of its own, but...
But you can solve them. Here's what what you need. Just do it.
It's problems that have been well documented because the Bluetooth protocol is old and bad.
Yeah.
Got my speaker wires run.
Oh, yeah?
So this weekend, maybe not this weekend, maybe next weekend, but... If I get some time this weekend, I might hook up this new home theater system and move a bunch of speakers around and move a bunch of entertainment centers around from room to room.
Just to be surrounded by entertainment.
That's right. I want this shit all around me. Booming. It's just a sunk cost at that point. I had to get that money back out and useful. Every day I looked at that subwoofer and went like, this is never going to get used in this room. And it's too nice of a... I paid too much money for this nice-ass subwoofer.
The subwoofer is lonely.
Yeah.
I must build a family for it.
Exactly. Oh, these cars are not moving at all.
No, they are not. Yeah, for my apartment, I've just got one of those Sony soundbars that has, like, a decent subwoofer with it, and that totally works for the living room size that I have. But if I had something a little more house-like, I would probably invest further.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to decide if I'm going to go any further than 5.1,
mm-hmm.
because it's technically, like, a 7.2 receiver. But that has always seemed extravagant in a way that I do not need.
Right.
Word.
Talking about wrestling. What's that, the wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Huh.
Thought they would have stopped by now, but I guess not.
As soon as the secrets were... I figured it would have hung its head in shame and shown its way out, you know?
Yeah, once you found out about the grandmas in the audience and her plants.
Yep.
We're also talking about Xenoblade.
Still do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Get it. Find it.
Oh.
Battlegrounds test server is funny.
Yeah?
Because it's still so weird. Like, every time I walk up to something and fucking climb over it, it's like, fuck. It's just something so simple is still so weirdly impressive. Though I've not seen people using it in combat situations. Like, in
right.
close proximity, like, sneaking up on people, like, doing truly ill shit with it. I'm sure that's happening, but it just, I haven't.
You know, there's always a, you know, a learning curve for that stuff, figuring out how to apply that in meaningful ways.
Yeah.
I think I saw some video of someone playing on that server, and they came from someone who was just in the map. Like, you could tell they were just around with vaulting. They just came to the middle of a game, and the guy had sat there for a second, watched them get shot in the head, showing him.
They changed some sound effects and stuff, too. The red zone bombing noises are different. Like, it's got a whistle. Like a...
Oh, you know, like a... Like a...
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that shit always felt very placeholder. Video game discussion in the chat is mostly revolving around Polygon's latest update to their giant list.
Mm.
I have not really any of that off. Thank you. guy in the car next to us looked like the mob dude that ran the Coke factory in RoboCop.
Ooh. I really should watch RoboCop again.
It's a perfect movie.
Saying it's the MacGruber of
movies, yes.
Cop action movies.
No, it's the MacGruber of movies. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those movies that I watch at least like 3 times a year. Just because I...
just goes down that way.
I just need it.
That Justice League movie came out, right?
Yes, that is out.
I wasn't sure if that was people like reacting to a trailer or... either way, it sounds like that's bad.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, my investment in DC movies is zero. But it didn't sound great.
Seems like that would be, like, why, like, part of why it might be bad. Like, they haven't built up any of these individual storylines in a way that when they bring them together, you're like, oh, yeah! Other than, like, the inherent, you kind of know who these characters are because they're the DC characters or whatever.
Right.
I was thinking about this Marvel stuff, like, you know, it's fucking, what, 3 fucking Thor movies?
Mm-hmm.
Thor. All right, but they've got a lot more to work with when they get to the point where they bring them all together.
Yeah.
Just as pure, like, even if you're not invested in the comic book stuff at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, at the very least, they've shown their work, and they've, you know, they've done the legwork necessary to make it seem like culminating in this Infinity War thing is a big deal, even if you are like me and don't give a shit about the Infinity War at all.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that trailer, and I was like, yeah, okay, I understand why this is a big deal, and why, you know, having all these characters in one place now is kind of a cool thing, but also,
yeah, it's, yeah.
Like, the Avengers tie-in element of all of that has always been the least interesting part of Marvel movies to me.
I also tried to log into Marvel Heroes.
Yeah.
And got a look at, like, how abruptly that thing fucking got turned off. Like, it just gives a 404 error.
Oh, man.
And then, like, their website is gone. Like, MarvelHeroes.com is just gone. Like, their Twitter account is, like, this hastily posted screenshot of... hey, we're sunsetting the game immediately. It's like, oh.
We didn't even keep anyone around long enough to make a splash screen that says, hey.
Yeah.
God.
Like, I'm sure it's a much more complicated situation than this, but, like, the way it's shut down has a real fucking Thieves in the Night quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, alright, just get the fuck, get this shit and get the fuck out. We're assuming new identities in Guatemala.
Like, someone hastily threw a server into a suitcase and fucking, fled to a non-extradition country.
Yeah.
Yeah, the immediacy of the whole thing just seems, like, so unnecessary. Like, I understand that at some point Bean Counters probably just looked at it and was like, well, I mean, if we're just going to shut it down anyway, might as well cut our losses immediately. But, like...
The way it sounded, and I guess, like, I don't know for sure, but the way it sounded is that they probably needed to get more money from a bank to run through the end of the year.
Mm.
And the just, like, day-to-day no. stuff. And the bank was like, no, that's your... You know, you have put your game and company up against these debts, and now that your one game is shutting down, we know you're not good for it.
There's zero collateral left.
Yeah.
Kristen Marshall makes a point here. Console version's not doing much for them. I have to imagine that maybe they were banking on those versions doing better, and maybe supplementing some of the losses they were experiencing.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. The game could have been cool on consoles. I think that there's some stuff about the way it controlled that didn't really translate as well as I thought it could have. But also, word of mouth on that game had gone neutral at best.
Right.
Before the console launch. So, you know, like it rolled out with such little fanfare that it just never stood a chance of really catching on the way that anyone would have needed it to.
In a lot of ways, it just doesn't sound like it was a good enough game to warrant, you know, like, continued attention at that level, you know? Like, it seemed like there were moments when Marvel Heroes was fine.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, by and large, it was just kind of another MMO, you know, that just happened to have a very popular license attached to it.
Man.
So I was asking, is DC Universe Online still going?
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Was that one good?
Not really.
Okay.
That one is more of an MMO.
Right.
I mean, Marvel is more of a Diablo-style game, really, more than anything else. With just wider social spaces. But DC is, like, a little
full-on.
Behind the back character perspective, run and, you know, like
right.
the sort of stuff you think of as an MMO.
And in that game, you're just making your own hero, right?
Yeah.
Because Marvel Heroes, you could actually play as
the
main characters.
That's all the characters, yeah. DC is more like, hey, do you want to be in the Superman archetype? Like, you can kind of customize the powers to fit a Batman style or a, you know, you want to have flight powers, you know, that sort of stuff.
Right.
There were some neat ideas in that game. I didn't think it was good enough to warrant sticking with it past launch. Because, like, some aspects of it were just a little... a lot rough. Like, it was like there were parts of that game that were just like, hey, you kind of don't have much to do in this game. I think they fixed that problem, but like the last time I went back to it to see like what had changed, there was just a ton. Now it's like there's endless amounts of meaningless shit for you to do.
Right.
None of this is good. just need to bring City Heroes back. Stop fucking around.
I remember liking City of Heroes. I never got that deep into it, but I remember thinking it was kind of neat.
Hellgate London back, honestly.
No, absolutely not.
But people love Destiny, and they're kind of the same thing.
Yes, but also Hellgate London was a bad game.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah,
Hellgate London was a bad video game.
It's more complicated than that. I'm saying Hellgate London could have been a good video game.
Says Young Tuna.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Look, here's the thing, Babashak. I understand that that game is basically metal Destiny, but just because something is metal does not make it good. Things can be metal and also very bad.
Too true.
Ah, oh, good. It's nice when the universe fucking delivers.
Yeah, I had a good feeling. This is the station they replaced the Tony Hawk station with.
Oh, there's no more Tony Hawk station?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's no more, like there's kind of no more punk stations on satellite radio.
I mean, look, satellite radio and punk were always strange bedfellows to begin with, but...
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
I think you have to listen to it on the... Like, they have way more stations on their streaming app or whatever, so I think it still exists there or something. Or, like, you have a certain type of radio. Like, I don't know. The satellite radio stuff is way more confusing than it should be.
Yeah.
Guys sound angry.
Yeah. I don't know. For all I know, this dude's just reading a shopping list.
Does he want to kill the creator of the shopping list?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to do the shopping.
Whoever wrote Ritz Chips on this list is getting fucking straight up murdered. We only eat regular Ritz in this household.
why the fuck do I need both olive oil and peanut oil?
Rosemary Triscuits, get the fuck out. Was that the end of the last song or the beginning of this song?
I think that was their attempt at a transition between songs.
Or was, This guy sounds like he's kidding.
No.
Something about it is like so stiff that it sounds like a pity of... See what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this is entirely the Lamb of God aesthetic.
Oh, yeah. No,
This is what they do.
I'm aware. I feel like that's most of what I get out of, like, if I'm getting anything out of metal, I'm gonna say 9 times out of 10, it is that I find it really funny.
That's fine. I think people who take metal deathly seriously probably need to do less of that.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it as aggressive music, I appreciate the intricacies of it, but also, like, if you can't just sort of acknowledge the ways in which it's an inherently ridiculous genre, I don't know what to do for you.
Yeah. I feel like if I can understand what they're saying, usually it's funny.
Right.
But when it is more like this, a little further out there and screamy than that, then I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. This is them making good on the aggressive music thing.
One day I'll get good at blast beats.
Yeah.
I managed to pull one off during that stream, so I felt a... That took a fucking turn. Ooh.
Gosh.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Not a fan of this one.
Ah, yikes.
Not feeling it. Not feeling it at all.
Also very funny.
Mm-hmm. Just in a very different
way.
Yeah. Ah, here we go. Some real metal.
Yeah. Nothing funny about this.
No, this is just... This is all heart.
All heart and all hard.
Yes. And that I am hard now because of this song.
Right, yeah.
Yes. Sorry, CeCe DeVille has that effect on me.
Yeah. I mean, that is his intended effect.
Yeah.
Stand-up comics that want to tell you about metal. This guy, Jim Brewer.
Jim Florentine's Metal Midgets airs today, 5 p.m. Eastern, on Ozzy's Boneyard.
More people named Jim, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Asking what happened to Jim Brewer. As far as I know, still out there, because when I was in New Mexico, I drove by a billboard for him playing at a Native American casino.
Yep.
Down there.
And he does a satellite radio show about metal.
The fuck is going on that bus?
That bus is a smoke show out here.
Yeah, that bus is maybe not regulation.
Having a sideshow here on the bridge.
That smells less like exhaust and more like his engine is on fire.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's only a bus taking elderly people to a casino.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
It actually looked empty, okay. So...
I think one of those actually got in a horrible... Like, there was a fatal accident involving one of those not that long ago.
Remastered for Legend, says Jeffrey Dye. That would be, I think, a waste of time. Because the thing that for Legend, it does, it's not the fucking lack of, you know, HD graphics that is that game's problem.
Yeah. They remastered it to remove large parts of the strategy layer and replace it with something better. or even spend more time on that mode to enhance it and make it better.
And also maybe rewrote like half of it.
Sure. I feel like you shouldn't name your song Am I Evil? Question mark if you're gonna immediately answer the question in the next line. The song is clickbait. Just put the answer in the song title.
You won't believe which Metallica member is actually evil.
Is it Lars?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
That is the answer to that question.
Saved you a click. It's Lars.
I think Lars Ulrich might actually be the worst great drummer of all time. Like, he isn't terrible. Like, he can do good things on the drums, and he is competent. It's just that it's all... Like, half the time on Metallica songs, the thing he is playing does not sound like the thing the song should do.
It's like poor choices.
Yeah.
Like, executed fine, but just...
Just strange choices.
Boy, you should have done something else there.
Yeah.
Like a general structure or the fills?
All
or,
of it. Yeah. Like, it's all over the place. Like, sometimes it's just like the beat is bad. Sometimes he's doing weird fills that just don't fit with what is going on. Sometimes even just like his drum tone is awful. Satellite radio, you can do that.
I don't expect that out of my Metallica.
Seeing some loose talk about Ringo Starr in here in terms of overrated drummers, and I'm just like, yeah, I mean, look, everyone knows Paul McCartney was probably actually a better drummer than Ringo. The reason I don't beef with Ringo is Ringo didn't do a lot of extraneous bullshit. Like, Ringo was just a very straightforward drummer, and he wasn't untalented.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about, was it like a Hollywood Bowl show that came out recently where they had been able to isolate the band from the crowd a lot better than they had in the past.
Right.
And so you could hear them playing a lot better. And he said he came away from it with a lot more respect for Ringo, because in that environment where none of them would be able to hear each other at all, he was keeping that entire band together.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I don't know.
It's, you know, you playing through Beatles Rock Band and sort of playing those along with those songs. Like, there's, like I said, there's nothing like particularly exciting in there, in the songs that Ringo plays drums on, but yeah. Like the beats he is making and the things he is doing all fit with the songs he is playing. And then you play Back in the USSR and you're just like, oh fuck yeah, this is definitely a different drummer.
They have a Beatles station now on the satellite radio.
Do they only play Beatles and Beatles-related songs?
Yeah. And, like, covers of Beatles songs, which is where it gets, like, that's... Why would... If you turned on this station, you would not want to hear, like, I don't know, here's the fuck-ass from Oasis doing a Beatles song. You're like, fuck this shit.
I don't want to hear the fuck-ass from Oasis do anything, really. Yeah.
Or, like, even worse, like, they have, like, talk shows and stuff, too.
Ah.
Where you've got people just, like, dissecting the Beatles. Like, they're doing it for the first time. Over and over again. And doing it from, like, we're in Paul McCartney's childhood home, which is now a protected museum, blah, blah, blah. So, what do you think Paul would do? Like, talking to the curator of it. Like, what do you think they would do? When they would come in, you're like, well, they'd probably play this, not this piano, because Paul owns the piano that was actually here, but, you know, this, you know, they, so Paul and John would come here and, I don't know, write songs, I guess.
Make music, you know, they would do musicians.
Music stuff.
Can't say. I mean, it's satellite radio.
It is satellite radio.
You just say, go fuck yourself. Like, you can do that.
Maybe, like, the announcers don't feel comfortable saying it.
Or maybe that's just... Maybe that's the actual title of the song.
Yeah. Not every station is explicit lyrics, though, also. Mm. Like, they...
This sucks.
No, you need to know about this song.
All right. Finally, some alternative.
Yeah. Fucking Eagles station now.
Southward as you go.
Fuck. I refuse to believe that people actually like the Eagles.
Save the game, girl. But if you
oh shit, August 5th, 1979. It's a classic show. October 30th, 2009, this is a classic show!
A child was conceived at that show.
That's right.
And you know, I mean, like, it was during the set, but I'm pretty sure you could hear it. You know, like, I think he knew.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Naming the kid Eddie, regardless of gender. Oh shit, March 1st, 2014. This is a classic show. It's the one where Bruce had to leave for half the set because he had stomach problems.
So it was just this beat.
Yeah.
The whole time.
They're just vamping the whole time. It's fucking sick. Always count on the Pitbull station
for the hottest jams.
Yeah. Like they, yeah, they put this Pitbull station on like, I don't know, a year and a half ago or something. I guess it's okay. Channel 13. It's like it's super low on the dial in a way that seems weird.
Like they signed the deal and immediately regretted it.
Yeah.
I'd love to play funky music.
You guys like the funk?
I do.
Yeah, man. Turn around, drive this car home. Go watch Undercover Brother.
Oh,
just like a baby. Come here, let me bend your ear, tell you that
bird saw it, you would even say it glow.
I know Jesus.
Why are expectations so high?
This is terrible.
Is it the bar I set, my arms I stretch, but I can't reach? A far cry from it.
Yeah.
Grasp, but as soon as I grab,
I kind of forgotten it existed.
I lose my grip like the flying trapeze into the dark. I plummet. Now the sky's blackening. I know the mark's high, but flies rip apart my stomach. Knowing that no matter what bars I come with, you're gonna heart break. And that's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because
I want water.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Important event, my nephew Jacob's bar mitzvah. So I won't be here tomorrow or Monday, but I will be on the weekend countdown on Saturday and Sunday. Aye? Hey, if you want to be a guest DJ on the weekend countdown, you can call me anytime this afternoon, preferably right now. Say hi to your friends and family and announce a song on 877-MY-HITS-1.
I found the Lord.
It's here.
No, you're like,
I give up. No, I'm not turning here. Nope, no, sorry. I don't know why I keep trying to turn.
Because the street sucks and you want to get off it.
Yeah. Thursday?
Yes, it is.
Mm.
It's about to go down. Let's raise the roof when we come to your town. It's about to go down. Let's raise the roof when we come to your town.
Why do you ask?
It's about to go down.
I gotta record my radio thing today.
Ah, yes.
It's about to go down.
Oh man, Jim Nabors died.
Oh.
Yeah, if they put a price on me, I double what they pay. Yeah, they say they don't like me, give a fuck about what they say. Yeah, I could take your bitch and make you think about what you say. Yeah, I'm gonna put her in a leg lock like MMA. Yeah, I'm gonna let her give me head twice if she don't say shit. If she ever turns turn, gon' mean that she basic. Couple bitches had this swerve on nobody updated. You put up with her, she ain't even who she came with.
That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. It's sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even ghetto. It really doesn't matter as long as you'll get them. You can break hearts and manipulate minds. Or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Go flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent. So your parents be bugging, but if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Why you watching all the brothers on the basketball court? Going to the movies with your homegirls crew while the businessmen and suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining, so we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. We're from around the way.
Contractually obligated to listen to this song when it's on.
Man, song's all right.
Most LL Cool J songs, in fact.
And salutes the good.
2018 nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
From a hip-hop standpoint, I always look to represent the culture to the highest level and continue to push the culture forward. And, you know, I'm just really, really honored. Why you vote for me? Vote for Nina Simone. Vote for, you know, Bon Jovi. But just, you know, vote for your man LL, too. I really appreciate it and truly grateful.
Vote for LL now at rockhall.com.
Vote for LL. Do it.
Yeah. This is the future of the funk.
Man, we're Spice One these days.
It's probably up here in front of the donut shop.
All right.
All right.
People look ashamed. It's been like this for years. The
What up, Spice?
Hold on the window and yell that, and he'll just yell back.
No!
I wonder if heaven got together. My cousin died last year, but I still can't let it go. I walk the streets of my city, of my neighborhood. See dope fiends living off canned goods. 15 niggas on the corner. And niggas die young in California. 5 more, get a dope case of blunt. Have your ass on America's most wanted. But I don't slang and either gangbang. And though my old school homies do the same thing, I still got love cause you gotta live. So you can give. And raise a family, G. But you gotta do your best, slangin' D-O-P-E. So keep a grip on yourself, stay mellow. And welcome to the ghetto. Welcome to the ghetto.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Tell me again, which song sampled this first? This or Back to the Hotel? I always thought it was Back to the Hotel.
I think it was Back to the Hotel. I should not have pulled into this intersection.
If you pulled to the right, you should be able to get out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Yes, Back to the Hotel is a better song.
Yes. No argument.
Like, I'm not anti-Rum Shaker, but...
Over the years, I have become somewhat anti-Rum Shaker. But I think part of that is from covering Rum Shaker.
Yes.
Has made me hate Rum Shaker.
To be fair, our cover of Rum Shaker was not very good.
No, it was not intended to be good.
Yeah.
It was intended to be spiteful at best.
Yeah. And I think that came across.
Yeah, maybe.
Baby,
props and they boxing. Booties up the cutie, steady shaking but relaxing. The action is packed in a jam like a closet. Beats gonna get you up, cold floor like a faucet. I mean to make you sit, I mean to make you jump. But yet make the hotties in the body shake you up. I like the way you comb your hair, I like the stylish clothes you wear, it's just the little things you do, that makes me wanna get with you,
Rex and Effect song.
Are there others?
I don't know. There must be, right? They probably put an album out.
Probably. I mean, Teddy Riley must just be producing, right?
Yeah. Let's see. Like anything? No. This button. We're here.
Yes, we are.
See y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.